of two.
So what we'd like you to do is to RSVP to TracyDepano@cancer.org. That's TracyDepano@cancer.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email my me at JTUTELA@comcast.net. Just to let us know so that we make sure that we have enough food.
Mm-hmm.
To join a team or to find out more about our Relay for Life, you can go to www.relayforlife.org, and that's RELAYFORLIFE.org/Hunterdon, New Jersey. And that'll bring you to our event, and you'll be able to find out more about our event. You can donate. You can buy a luminaria.
Mm-hmm.
You can join a team. You can create a team. There's lots of things to do at that website, and we'd love to have you.
Great. Awesome. Well, January 13th sounds like it's going to be a good informative meeting, and hopefully you're going to get a lot of folks there. And looking forward to hearing about how successful May 21st was. Let's do this every year. What do you say?
That sounds like a plan.
All right. Pleasure to have you on. Thank you for coming. And thank you, Tracy, for your help as well. You've been listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on Hunterdon.com. We're going to move on out of here. Been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again Monday morning, same time. Vincent Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? You probably know somebody. You're, as Judy said, you're probably one person away from knowing somebody who has cancer or survived cancer or even, unfortunately, was succumbed by cancer. And so perhaps you'd like to participate in Relay for Life. Thank you so much for listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. And thank you to Michelle and Mike for their contribution to the show. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterChamberRadio.com.
Good Morning Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterChamberRadio.com. Studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Yeah, it's not personal. This is not a personal attack. These are policy differences.
Republicans Chris Christie and Marco Rubio have been going at it this week. In addition to Marco Rubio saying his disagreements with Chris Christie are policy-related and not personal.
I just honestly don't believe that the next president of the United States and the Republican nominee should be someone like Chris Christie, who got into politics to begin with in order to pass gun control.
President Obama is calling on Congress to do more to broaden background checks on gun buyers. In a CNN town hall meeting in Virginia last night, the president said the government regulates safety on a wide variety of products, from toys to cars. Donald Trump, meanwhile, told the cheering crowd in Vermont that recent mass shootings would be, quote, a whole different story if more good guys were armed. Bells will toll across Tucson, Arizona this morning to mark the fifth anniversary of a deadly mass shooting that shocked the nation. Six people were killed and 13 others injured, including then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, when a gunman opened fire at a political event she was holding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following was recorded at a Burger King.
Safety on a wide variety of products, from toys to cars. Donald Trump, meanwhile, told the cheering crowd in Vermont that recent mass shootings would be, quote, a whole different story if more good guys were armed. Bells will toll across Tucson, Arizona this morning to mark the fifth anniversary of a deadly mass shooting that shocked the nation. Six people were killed and 13 others injured, including then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, when a gunman opened fire at a political event she was holding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $5, but could you say that word again?
Croissant sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say croissant!
This morning to mark the fifth anniversary of a deadly mass shooting that shocked the nation. Six people were killed and 13 others injured, including then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, when a gunman opened fire at a political event she was holding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $5, but could you say that word again?
Croissant sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say croissant sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $5, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Young people, what they told us is smoking in video games makes your character look cool, more powerful, the more important characters smoke.
This is very concerning because of how popular video games are with kids. Hoval says 56% of young people play video games every single day. As parents get requests to buy video games for a holiday gift, they need to do more than just look at the packaging. Of the most popular video games, 8% have a warning about the smoking imagery on the packaging, but actually 42% contain smoking imagery.
Parents need to do a little bit more research, talk to their kids, take a look at these games while their kids are playing them to really understand what's in them.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And today, actually the whole month, is National Recovery Month. And specifically, today is also National Recovery Day. So, guess what my topic is? Yes, recovery. So recovery is an interesting thing. People who are struggling with addiction, and, you know, I've talked quite a bit about addiction, and will continue to talk about addiction, and I talk about it as a disease. I believe it is a disease. It follows the American Medical Association's definition of a disease, meaning it is chronic. When somebody is an addict or an alcoholic, they are always an addict or alcoholic. It is progressive. It means it gets worse over time. And if untreated, it is fatal. So that's pretty much the description. The thing about addiction in general is there's a lot of stigma behind it. I believe the stigma is related to several things. The first thing that it's related to is that people say, why would they want to do that? Well, nobody wants to become an addict. No one says, I think I'm going to try some pot, some heroin, some alcohol with the sole purpose of becoming addicted. It is something that happens like a switch. It gets turned on. Sometimes there's some predisposition, so there may be some genetic markers that predetermine someone to become an addict. or they don't have good coping skills and become an addict that way. And just using and overusing in general. So in other words, I might have it in my family. I may not have some good coping skills. And the more I use, the greater chance I have for sort of that addiction switch to turn on. But the good news about addiction is that there is recovery. And I'm always a little leery when I hear a commercial that says, you know, you can come to our recovery program or our program and you will be recovered. I know way too many people who have made the decision that says, I think I'm recovered now, and they go back and have a beer or a glass of wine, and they're right back to where they were within a few short days, which is generally an indication that the disease doesn't go away. It's just, I like to say, it's either it's in remission, it's controlled, and so it is being in recovery. So one of the purposes of my show, Counselor's Chat, as you know, is to provide education and to help remove the stigma from all kinds of mental health issues, which includes addiction. And addiction is a mental health issue. Even though a human body may become physically addicted to the chemical, it really has its foundation in the brain. And it's considered a disease of the brain because it alters the way someone thinks, it alters the way someone feels, and it alters the way someone behaves, it alters the way someone connects to other people. And so, being it is in the epicenter of our head, where all these things happen, it really becomes a functionality of the brain that gets distorted because of the chemicals being used. As a consequence, people are afraid. They're afraid that they may become somehow through osmosis an addict themselves. I'm not going to hang around with them. I don't want to become addicted. The only way that happens is if you actually use. I don't want my children exposed to them. I don't want them to become addicts. Well, that won't happen either, as long as they don't use. And then they have the behaviors that go along with using. Loud, obnoxious, stealing, robbing, violence, sexually inappropriate. And that's because these things come from our brain, and the brain's been altered, mood altered. Sober, you would find very few people just saying, hey, I think it's going to be lots of fun to go out on Saturday night and rob a 7-Eleven. If you're mood altered and you're craving your drug, yeah, you might do that. Not something that you would do. You wouldn't steal someone's money out of their purse just because, unless you're a kleptomaniac and addicted to the adrenaline rush of stealing. So I don't really want to talk all that much about the disease of addiction, though I did want to start off with that. I really wanted to talk more about recovery. And what is recovery? What does recovery look like? Why is recovery so important? Like I said, September is National Recovery Month, so it's a great opportunity to educate those of you that are listening, and maybe you could pass it along, that there is treatment and mental health services that can help people with substance abuse. Help them overcome it, live healthier lives, more rewarding lives, and develop a program of recovery. The Recovery Month actually celebrates gains that have been made by those who are in recovery. And there's quite a few people. And we can even expand that. People who are recovering from hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, cancer. Okay, so here's the thing. It's a disease. I always want to underscore that. Recovery Month actually was established in 1989 as a treatment works. So it really was set up to honor professionals in the field of substance abuse treatment. And the National Alcohol and Drug Addicted Recovery Month expanded it to national. Okay, so it went from treatment works to a national recovery month. So every September, tens of thousands of people gather and talk about prevention and treatment and recovery. So yes, we do have things like walks and talks and events to promote recovery. Recovery is not something that just happens in a rehab. And so often that's what we think, you know, off to rehab, they're going to recover. And it's only the beginning. And the process, there's actual a process of steps that happen, which I will talk about in a few moments because I realize I actually need to stop and take a little commercial break. So this is Ruth Altamura Roll. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and this is Counselor's Chat. I will be back after these few announcements.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about recovery as this September is National Recovery Month, and today specifically is National Recovery Day. And recovery can be, initiated. It originated in recovery from addiction. Of course, recovery can be from many other things. But my focus today is on addiction. And generally what happens when someone needs to or makes the decision, and it usually is just that, it's a decision to stop using, they have to go to detox. And for the most part, get a medical detox. Why a medical detox? Why go to a hospital or a detoxification center that puts you on other medication? Well, so often, detoxification, which I say to my clients, toxic detoxification, okay, it's toxic. If you've got toxins in your system, poison. So we're going to get the poison out of your system. Sometimes when that happens, it can be life-threatening. People can hallucinate, have seizures, fevers, vomiting, shakes, many different things. And it can be very painful, very disorientating. And having a medical detox is extremely important in terms of saving life. Many people just go to their hospital, and most hospitals do have a detox, not necessarily a unit, but they're capable of doing detox. Or they will send you someplace that you can. And one of the crazy things about detox is you have to show up drunk or high. So it might be that I'm really struggling to not drink. It's been 4 or 5 days. I'm not feeling well. I've had the shakes. I want to go to detox. I want to go to rehab. Well, if I go and they take some blood work, and even though I might be shaking, they'll say, well, there's no alcohol in your system right now, so we can't take you. So that means you actually have to drink before you go or get high before you go. It's a wacky, wacky, screwed up system. I agree. But that's usually the first step, is going to detox. Now, why would somebody go to detox? Well, when using is more painful than being sober. And there's generally three things that gets people into rehab. The pain of it. Physical pain, emotional pain, and financial pain. So, living on the streets, my family no longer talks to me, I'm in physical pain, can't stand it anymore, I'm going to go to detox. Detox can be 3 to 7 days, depending upon what you used, how much you used. Sometimes, every once in a while, detox is a couple of days, just 2 days, but generally speaking, it's 3 to 7 days. 3 to 7 days is just enough to help someone's body expel the toxins. Now, we have something called post-acute withdrawal. And this is something that can happen, depending upon the drug or the alcohol, another 30 to 60 days after you've stopped using. So some drugs, like marijuana, is fat soluble, so it stays in your system a little bit longer. And takes longer for your body to remove those toxins. So you may have some post-acute withdrawal, which may still include some shaking, some sweating, headaches, pain, some nausea, irritability, nothing that's life-threatening, just something that's uncomfortable. Early detox can be life-threatening. That's why medical detox is extremely important. After detox, some people are discharged to go home with their marching orders of go to AA. Now, that sometimes works. It sometimes doesn't. People go home, they don't know what to do with themselves, and they relapse. Or people say, I think I need a rehab. So they go to rehab. Now, recovery and rehab can be 14 to 28 days. It's 14 to 28 days. Not because there is any kind of medical formula for rehab to be 14 to 28 days. It is controlled by insurance companies. Insurance companies will say, I'm sorry, your insurance will only pay for 14. I'm sorry, your insurance company will only pay for 7 days. Oh, I'm sorry, your insurance company will only pay for 28 days. That's why the number 28 it sounds like the magic number. We know, and you're going to wonder, who is the big we? People in the field of alcoholism and drug addiction recovery, okay? Like myself. A little aside, I have my master's in counseling. I also have a certificate from my graduate works in drug and alcohol counseling. So I'm not a licensed drug and alcohol counselor, but I have a huge background in it. I worked at several different halfway houses and long-term treatment programs. I have studied and taken many different courses in addiction. So my knowledge of addiction is pretty vast, and have worked with thousands of addicts over the time of my being in the field of counseling. So with that being said, 28 days is specifically related to what a insurance company will pay for. We also, like I was beginning to say, we know that recovery can take up to 2 years. What an expensive proposition. Really? 2 years? Somebody in a rehab for 2 years? Well, we have halfway houses. Now, halfway houses are where people who, after they have completed their 28 days, they can go to a halfway house where they have more treatment and begin to get more involved in their day-to-day lives, such as in rehab, you've got somebody that's changing your bed and cleaning for you and doing your laundry and cooking for you. You go to a halfway house, you still have treatment, but you have to get a part-time job, you get chores, you learn how to manage your and budget your money, and you start learning social skills. After a halfway house, which is generally 6 months, and so now we're talking, if you're lucky, 7 days in detox, 28 days in rehab, 6 months in a halfway house, you're getting on to 7.5, maybe even 8 months into recovery. Some halfway houses have three-quarter houses or safe houses, which then of a three-quarter house, it means that you're now working full-time and not part-time. You still have to attend some aftercare. You need to make sure you have a sponsor. You're going to AA meetings. You still have a lot of support. You could stay sometimes at a three-quarter house up to a year. So there's that 2 years. So that can happen. Moving into a safe house, that means I'm living in a situation with other people that are recovering, and I'm working, and I'm going to meetings, and maybe even going to counseling, and I'm doing the things that I need to do to stay sober so that I've got some really good support. Now, there's not enough of that at all. There's not enough of that at all. We still say, I don't want that in my backyard. I don't want a recovery program in my backyard. I don't want those creepy people creeping around, stealing from me, influencing my kids. Generally speaking, in all the years that I've been in this field, I don't think I've known anyone, especially when I worked in a halfway house, which I did for 11 years. I don't know anyone who left the halfway house and went to go rob a house next door. Even if we needed to ask them to leave, that just never happened. It's a fear that is ungrounded. We probably have more to fear from a terrorist than somebody in early recovery. So that's the general, I'm going to say the general process of what someone goes through when they are entering recovery. So there's that timeline. And so what do people learn? What is that really about? Why do they need that separation from their lives and their families to recover? And even when I have people that come out of detox and they come to my office and they say, well, the first thing I need to do is get back to work. I need to this and I need to that. It's really hard to remind people that you have a disease, and that disease needs to be treated and cared for long term because it doesn't go away. So you're always in recovery. So I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about what happens in treatment programs and then what sobriety and recovery actually looks like. So this is Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, and I will be back in a few moments after these short commercial breaks.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking to you about recovery as September is National Recovery Month, and today is National Recovery Day, and I'm talking about recovery from addiction. Just reiterating that addiction is a disease. We really, really, really struggle with that concept here in the United States. We still look at people as if, and we're very shaming of them. The disease has symptoms. Excuse me. Symptoms include seeking out drugs and alcohol, using to cope, being able to tolerate, in other words, to tolerate more and more drugs, needing more and more drugs or alcohol to get high, hiding, sneaking, stealing, robbing, altered sleep patterns, lack of food, change of friends, change of attitude, the shakes, the eyes either pinpoint or dilated, many things. So it's mental, it's physical, it's spiritual, it's a disease of the brain. In addition to that, it's progressive, it gets worse over time, and it is fatal. So untreated people die, and people, the heroin problem in this country is out of control. And I know many people talk about using medical marijuana. Marijuana use is out of control. It is so much stronger than it was back in the 70s. People go into rehab and treatment for addiction to marijuana. It's a problem. So when you finally decide, because you're either in physical pain, emotional pain, or mental pain, financial pain, to enter into treatment, and you go into detox, They make an assessment, find out what drugs you're using, how many drugs you're using, decide what medications to put you on to help you through the detox process, possibly put you on an anti-anxiety or an antidepressant. Oftentimes what happens in the brain stops making things like dopamine or serotonin, and so the antidepressants can help alleviate that until your body kicks in and starts making serotonin and dopamine and those types of neurotransmitters. And you start going to some groups. And in groups, they talk about the disease of addiction. So you start off with education. Let me educate you. What does it look like? Now, some of you might be interested in going and Googling Father Martin Chalk Talk. You can find it on YouTube, Father Martin's Chalk Talk. It is something probably from the early 70s, and it is still as valid today as it was when he first did it. So if you are interested to find out some education about addiction, and it's something that they still use in programs of early recovery, such as detoxes, which is Chalk Talk, Father Martin's Chalk Talk. From there, like I said, you go to rehab. And in rehab, you get more education. Lots and lots of education about the disease of addiction. Films and talks, and you also start talking about health, better eating habits, sleeping patterns, exercise. And you also start talking about feelings, coping skills, life management, life skills, meditation. These things begin to get discussed in a rehab. Oftentimes in rehab, you also have a family program. Family members are invited. Now, why would that be? Well, oftentimes, always, an addict has an enabler. The enabler is the codependent, and that codependent needs as much treatment and sometimes even more treatment because they can actually sabotage the person in recovery. Very important. So family members need to go. They need to figure out what their role is in this whole mess. How have I been enabling, caretaking, rescuing? How is this affecting me? How have I given up my life, my likes, my dislikes? How have I taken on burdens? How do I need to let go? I've had to be the mother and the father and the caretaker and the house cleaner and the employee while you're laying on the couch drinking. And now you want me to share responsibilities with you? Because what, you're sober for 10 days? Okay. So these things need to get addressed. How to not enable needs to get addressed. So family, it's really important that family members go to the family programs that are available to them when their loved one is in detox, in rehab. Very important. They begin to talk about things like sponsors, AA, NA, those kinds of things, and may even be going to some NA and AA meetings that are brought into the rehab. Sometimes there is a speaker that comes in from different meetings, you know, in the area. They'll come in and they'll share their story and talk about AA or NA and the importance of these programs in their lives and what recovery looks like for them. Now, I'm going to say probably 90 to 95% of the people who are in rehab, they end their program in rehab after, like I said, 14 or 28 days, and they're sent on their merry way. A lot of times the rehab will say, okay, I want you to go tonight to an AA meeting and get a sponsor. We'll look for a counselor for you in the area so that you can go into counseling right away. So we have all of these things that we take care of before someone leaves. So we set up aftercare. A lot of times people just don't follow through. They just don't think they need it. I'm feeling better. One of the symptoms of addiction is denial. So I don't really have a problem, or I'm feeling better. I must not really be an addict. So I'm not going to go to meetings. I'm feeling pretty good. But eventually people relapse. I mean, there's a high recidivism rate of people returning to detox, returning to treatment, returning to detox. And that is because relapse is one of the symptoms of this disease. Hopefully, somebody will either get into a halfway house and having been both a program director and executive director in a halfway house, I'm very familiar with what goes on there. People have groups every day. Go to groups, 2, 3, 4 groups a day. They are assigned chores. They have to participate in cleaning, doing their own laundry, talking about all kinds of issues related to recovery and life in general, family issues, friendship issues, girlfriend, boyfriend issues, all of those things get talked about. And feelings. Let's talk about feelings. Generally speaking, by the time someone gets into a halfway house or they're reaching their end of their 28-day program, if there is some other underlying issue, attention deficit disorder, post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety, oftentimes these things get noted, and so they are something that can get addressed in the longer-term treatment. But coping skills is a huge aspect, teaching someone emotional coping skills. What do I do when I'm angry? What do I do when I'm sad? What do I do when I am happy? I don't know. Don't we go celebrate and get high? Okay. What do I do for hobbies? I don't even know who I am. I have worked with people who have spent so much time in their lives using that they've actually even forgotten how to read. Okay. The importance of teaching someone that you don't put shampoo in the washing machine to wash your clothes, or laundry detergent in the dishwasher to wash your dishes. How to negotiate. Of course, phone books are not quite what they were, but even to go onto Google and whatnot and learn how to negotiate those things. Simple hygiene, changing sheets, running a vacuum, the art of daily living, how to budget your money, how to go and get a job, how to fill out a job application, what a resume looks like, going to the doctor, making sure you're healthy. All of these things begin to happen in a halfway house. And again, there's always connecting and reconnecting with family members. It's like someone gets kidnapped and they're taken to a foreign country. And they're in that foreign country for 15, 20 years. That foreign country has them sleeping on the floor. They eat with their hands. They stop speaking English. They stop bathing. So here you are now back in the United States. You've been rescued. You've been recovered. What do you mean? I have to brush my teeth every day? I never did that. And I know I might kind of go to the dentist. My teeth are falling out. Okay. Shampoo my hair. Use deodorant. I'm telling you. This is exactly what happens. We think that this is just a normal routine of life, but, right? Don't we all brush our teeth and use deodorant and wash our faces and comb our hair? No. Not when you're in that culture or your subculture of addiction. So there's many things that people have to relearn. And if they grew up in a family where there was active addiction, it might even be learned. Because they grew up in an abusive situation because their parents were always drunk or high. And so it's learning from scratch. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I'll be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. And I'm talking about September being National Recovery Month. And today, specifically this Wednesday, the 21st of September, being National Recovery Day. So I've been talking about the disease of addiction, why it's a disease, why people go into recovery, the process of recovery. You cannot go into a rehab without going through detox, some of the things that you might learn, and what recovery is about. So it's about getting sober. That's really what recovery is about. Now, I get clients that come in and they're like, oh yeah, I just got out of rehab. I was in there for 14 days and I had a 2-day detox and I'm sober now. And I say to them, no, you're not. And they say, what do you mean? And I say, no, as a matter of fact, you're clean. So, you know, we hear clean and sober. Clean means I'm going to go take that pee test and I'm going to show, there's going to show no chemicals in my system. I'm clean. Sober. Sober is a way of life. Sober is a way of life. I'm going to say that again. Sobriety is a way of life. That means choosing people that are healthy to hang out with, being responsible, taking care of myself in a responsible way, acting responsibly in relationships, acting responsibly in a job, paying my bills on time, showing up to work, demonstrating good manners, developing good coping skills. Okay? Making healthy choices. That's sobriety. Learning what it means to set boundaries. Recognizing your boundaries. Recognizing your limits. Living within your limits. Living within your means. Learning how to handle money. Being responsible to drive a car. Paying off all of your fines. Making amends to people that you have harmed. Developing a spiritual life. Recognizing that you have a disease and that you need to continue to be in recovery. Understanding that life is not always black and white. Because, you know, it's either higher or clean. So, understanding that life itself has many, many gray areas. And learning how to cope with those things. Recognizing that you have a lot of shame and guilt. And that you need to work at forgiving yourself. And asking others for forgiveness. Removing the shame, removing the guilt, telling your story, getting real, getting honest. Learning what to do when you have a drug dream. So there are times that people can say, I haven't used for 8 months, but I had this dream that I got high. Well, what do you do with that? How do you handle that? Developing a support system. Learning how to have sober fun. A lot of people don't know what that means. How in the world, I just got an invitation to a wedding. What do I do? Okay, it's amazing the time that panic like that will sit. What do I do? Okay, so you go to the wedding. You don't drink. You turn your champagne glass upside down. You go get ginger ale or soda or a glass of iced tea or drink coffee. You talk to your sponsor. You see if you could bring somebody along with you. You call the whoever it was side of the family and said, you know, is it all right if I bring a friend of mine struggling in early sobriety? You tell your doctor. You tell your dentist. I have a disease called addiction, and I cannot take these particular medications. You realize that when you go out to the grocery store or the drugstore that you have to look and review the items, the ingredients. Oh, look, this mouthwash has alcohol in it. I guess I'm not using it. And you might say, well, I was a drug addict. Alcohol wasn't my thing. The problem is that if I drink alcohol, I'm going to get drunk. And after I get drunk, I'm going to go get high. Got to stay away from all mood-altering substances. Or, I know I'm an alcoholic, but I'm going to smoke some pot. Well, pot's not giving me the buzz that alcohol is giving me, and now my mood has been altered, and I'm going to go drink. Okay, see how that works? Now we got a relapse. So you got to look. When you go into the store, you've got to know what you're getting. Read the labels. Get imitation vanilla. Get mouthwash that's alcohol free. Do not go to the near beer and the old duels. They all have alcohol in them. Cooking sherry, forget it. Go to the restaurant, vodka penne, forget it. Chicken marsala, forget it. Cherry's Jubilee, forget it. Oh, the alcohol cooks off. Not all of it. This is where thinking about addiction like an allergy can be really useful. Because if I'm allergic to peanuts, I'm sure going to read the labels. Oh, this product maybe have been made where peanuts have been processed. Oh, I don't know if I want it then. Oh, that restaurant, they've got peanut shells all over the floor. I don't think I'm going to go there then. I'm going to have a reaction. So being sober means making healthy choices. It means managing your expectations and maybe pulling them back from the ledge. Everything should happen. This should happen. That should happen. I should feel better or easier. I don't know what to do when I'm feeling disappointed. I was so angry I had to drink over it. Okay, learning how to have and cope with feelings, really important. Comprehending the word serenity, that is a promise in AA. And I believe still that AA is the best program. It's been out there the longest. It's the most successful. We are at a time in our country where we are sort of God bashing. You know what? They talk about higher power, and I say this to clients. You say, I don't want to go. Well, they have to make me believe in God. They don't make you believe in God. They talk about a higher power. You get to choose your higher power. And if there's two people on that side of the mud pot, and I'm on this side of the mud pot, and we got to play in tug of rope, who do you think is going to win? It's going to be the two people over there. They're stronger than I am together. And so I'm going to make the group my higher power. I am going to say, all these people that are sober, how did they do it? I want to know what they did. I want to join in. I want to be part of this. I'm going to sit up front. I'm going to find a sponsor. I'm going to work the steps. I'm going to recognize that I am powerless over drugs and alcohol, but I do have power of choice as long as I remain sober. I can make healthy, responsible decisions for myself. It's what recovery looks like. It's a little boring. I get up, I brush my teeth, I have my coffee, I have my breakfast, I go to work, I come home, I have dinner, I go to a meeting, I come home, I brush my teeth, I take a shower, I go to bed, I get up, I brush my teeth. Oh my gosh, this is boring. Yep. Life is boring, but we can also look at it as this is serene. This is serenity. I don't have any chaos going on in my life. I've learned and developed good coping skills. I have developed good friendships with strong people who are strong in their recovery. I want to observe people. I go to the AA meeting. I want to have what that person has. They've got a home life, kids, a career. They don't have police chasing them. They don't have debts to pay. They even have a dog, for heaven's sake. I want what they have. If I say that's boring and I want the fast life, well, chances are I'm going to relapse. And relapse usually happens long before you actually pick up that drug or that drink. So I hope this was useful to know what recovery is and what recovery looks like from drug and alcohol. And we can throw most any other type of addictive behavior into that. So eating, gambling, sex addiction, shopping addiction, many of those things. When we work at letting go of those because they're too painful, and we begin to develop and learn good coping skills and what sobriety means and how to be responsible, what our limits are, what our boundaries are, all of those things, we begin to connect with other people in healthy, enhancing ways. We are no longer a burden on society. We are actually helping. And we become successful at it. So, again, like I said, I hope this was useful. If you want, you can even go to an AA meeting, even if you're not in recovery. A lot of meetings are open to the public. And you can go and see what happens at a meeting. I love AA meetings. You can, like I said, on YouTube, Father Martin's Chalk Talk. It's a great old film, but it's very poignant. And remember, this is National Recovery Month and Day. So anything that supports someone getting into recovery, I'm all for. I am Ruth Altamirol, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat.